Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
I've been wanting to talk about this subject forever. And the reason why I want to talk about this subject is because I feel like a lot of people are very disillusioned with the process of dating. Girls are disillusioned with guys, guys are disillusioned with girls. And I hope this series will be able to like break some myths and actually help you guys to date effectively. And I think a lot of people, when it comes to dating, don't actually set a goal. The purpose really and truly of dating is to find somebody suitable to marry or to be in a committed relationship with. Ultimately, for most people, the goal is marriage. The goal is something serious. However, the current dating pool, it just seems like nobody knows what the agenda is. Nobody knows what the end goal is. So everyone is what? Playing games. When you don't have a clear objective, you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, there's a tendency in us human beings just to play games. That's just it. And I think a lot of people forget what the meaning of dating is. I was doing some research and like dating is a relatively new concept, a few hundred years old, right? Beforehand, parents used to decide who their child married. As we've got a lot more liberal, it has come down into our own hands. Even back a few hundred years ago, if a guy and a girl wanted to go on a date, they had to be chaperoned by a parent, right? That's how like serious it was. Then the movies and culture started shifting whereby girls and guys just wanted to be alone together. And that's when a lot of started happening, right? So nowadays, dating and finding the one is left up to us. But some of us can be really, really irresponsible with dating. And so I want to clarify what dating actually means. Dating is about data collection. You are collecting data on the people that you are going on dates with. A first date is not a marriage proposal. A first date is not a commitment. A first date is not a time to be free, if you know what I mean. A first date is not a time to just go to eat, okay? And a lot of you girls are very, very guilty of this. A lot of girls say that, and when I say girls, I'm talking about women, right? It's easier to say girls, it comes out more naturally. A lot of girls go on dates to eat food. Like, my belly's actually grumbling. Like, I could do a girl on a date right now, with my boyfriend, of course. A lot of girls talk about guys playing games, but a lot of girls nowadays, if you can be honest with yourself, you go on a date, a first date for a free meal, okay? So when a guy says to you, where do you want to go? You will look through Google for the most expensive restaurant, something that you actually can't afford yourself because you say, he's supposed to spoil me. Listen, yeah? I know there's been people on Twitter talking about, for a first date, yeah, a guy needs to take me to this restaurant, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not going to no coffee shop. I'm not going to the bar. I'm not going for a walk in the park. humble yourself. It's only a date. It's only a first date, okay? And when I say a first date, let's say you've been talking to someone for about a week, right? You're still getting to know each other. My first date with my boyfriend was at a really nice restaurant, but that's because we had been talking for a long time, and when we finally decided to meet, of course it had to be worthwhile, right? I'm not saying you're not allowed to go to a fancy restaurant, but your concept, even when I went on my first date with my boyfriend, we was going on that date, yes, to eat nice food, yes, to be around a good ambience, but my intention for going on a date and his intention of going on a date is to find out more about me. It's to collect data, it's to see if our plans and life purposes align, if our personalities fit, if they have a good sense of humor, if they are intelligent, if they are well versed in a particular topic. It is about collecting data. I'm not talking about the first date, I'm talking about dating now in general. It's about finding out how many kids does this person want to have. It's about finding out what events in this person's life has brought them to the person that they are now. It's about finding out their background. It's about finding out their history. It's about finding out their future goals, finding out where they are at now, right? So dating is basically about doing interviews, going on dates and finding out more about the person and finding out if potentially this person could be the one for you. So of course it's going to be a challenge. If an employer is looking for a certain person for a certain position, they're going to have to go through hundreds of candidates before they find the right one. Of course, dating is a challenge because you are trying to find out who is suitable. The problem is a lot of you ladies get disappointed when you've gone on like 5 dates. Like, come on. Do you know how many people are in this world? You get discouraged because you go into a date with this high expectation. You go into your first date with a guy thinking, yeah, this is going to be the one. No. Sometimes dating doesn't even end in a relationship. And it's actually okay for it not to end in a relationship, right? It's for you to figure out if this person is for you and if you are for that person. And one thing that a lot of us ladies do is we don't come to a date as the interviewer. We come to a date as the interviewee. We are more focus on making ourselves seem like a good catch to him, right? We're selling ourselves, right? We're like, yeah, gonna put my best dress on, going to look fly, gonna look 10 out of 10. I'm gonna be so sweet on this day. I'm just gonna be like, yeah, whatever you want. Yeah, agree to everything he says. You're taking the position of an interviewee when, to be honest, you are the prize and he also is a prize. Let's not get it twisted. You go into a date and you're both interviewing. And when I say interviewing, it's not an interrogation, okay? It's asking questions. When you go to an interview, what happens? The interviewer asks questions. And if it's a good interviewer, at the end, they will ask you to ask them questions too. It's not just about them finding someone for the company. It's also you wanting to work with the company too. And I think a lot of us ladies, we take a position of like a passive position. Like, my job is to impress him. What about him impressing you? So when you go into a date on an equal playing field, everything is easier. Everything is easier and it's sweet. And another thing that dating helps you to do is it helps you to figure out what you do want and what you don't want. And a definition, because I'm all about definitions. Once we understand definitions, we understand the rules, okay? So rule number one, do not sleep with him, okay? No sex on a first date. No sex during dating, period. He ain't your man, sis. He ain't committed to you. Y'all ain't getting married soon. So slow down. See a dating situation as meeting new friends. See this as a friendship, okay? And I can't lie, when I used to date about 5 years ago, yeah, I used to struggle with how far do you go on a date? Because I always found when I dated guys, they always wanted to hold my hand. They always wanted to be close and kissy kissy. I'm like, I don't even know you. But because I was just like, okay, I'm here to serve you, whatever, like my mind was a bit warped. I was like, okay, fine, I'll hold your hand. I'll kiss, even though I didn't want to. I'm like, I don't even know you. And so a lot of us, we really need to slow down, okay? And some of you may be on that thing where you just want to sleep with guys. Unfortunately, this video is not for you. This video is for people that actually want to be in serious committed relationships, for women that want to be taken seriously in a dating world. You cannot give up the goods while you're dating. Like, that is just a rule, okay? Sex is for deep commitment. Sex is for deep intimacy. Sex is just the icing on the cake, and it is to be enjoyed in very seriously committed relationships, i.e. marriage. Sex binds people together. You see this? Binding. Sex is binding, right? So unless you want to be bound to this person that you're dating that you don't even know for as long as it lasts, do not give up the jewels, okay? Do not give up the crown jewel, okay? We have to get back to the point where we see our bodies, our sexuality as a jewel. It is precious, okay? We have to get to a point where we see when we give someone sex, and it's not giving someone the pussy, it's giving someone the crown jewel. Pussy makes it feel like it's nothing. No, your body is the crown jewel. You are the prize, okay? We need to treat our bodies and sex as a gift. We need to go back to where sex wasn't just casual. It meant something. Nowadays, sex doesn't mean anything because it's given away so easily. No man should get sex on the first date. If a guy's looking for sex on the first date, and a lot of guys will do this, and this is a way to test them to see if they're serious, right? A lot of guys will take you to the fancy restaurants, and the reason why they'll take you to the fancy restaurant most of the time is because they're doing fraud anyway. It didn't cost them anything to make that money. It's not hard-earned cash. And that's why when I see a lot of girls being like, oh, this guy's got to take me here, it's because they've got so used to that kind of treatment, because the guys that they've been used to dealing with were fraud guys. The guys that got their money illegally, and it didn't cost them anything. A good guy that has worked for his money, he's going to be very sensitive with how he chooses to spend it. That's why I will say to guys, any guys watching, do not break the bank to take a girl on a first date. No. And I remember a few years ago, I was watching this documentary on millionaires, right? And what they would do, they have several cars. So they will take their worst car on a date with someone. They wouldn't take their most fancy car. In a sense, they are testing the girl to see, do you really like me, or do you like what I'm doing for you? A lot of us, we go on dates with guys that are spending money. We don't even like them. We don't like you, but I mean, this food is nice. This food bangs. Like, I'm being treated to a certain standard. But yeah, I think this is why I was mentioning it. A lot of guys think that they can buy you with their money. Okay, and so you get caught up because you're like, oh, I like this lifestyle. Be careful, girls, what kind of lifestyles guys are introducing you to, right? Because a lot of dating nowadays is transactional, and it's kind of a form of prostitution where girls go to a date like, what can you give to me, right? It's an exchange. They'll give you fancy dates, they'll give you Chanel bags, they'll give you this, but babes, nothing in this world is free, okay? He may not be asking for the pum pum now, but it's coming, okay? Nothing. And that's why I get bare guys sliding into my DM saying, let me be your sugar daddy, and I'm like, hell to the no no,
hell no to the no no no. Yeah,
nothing is free. There's a catch here. Go back home to your wife, you dirty pervert. I wanted to put forth what I could be the most consistent in, and I can only be the most consistent in being myself. My hair will change, my clothes will change, my weight will change. I can only put in emphasis on the things that are consistent, which is my personality and my character. So let's talk about emotionally committing too fast, right? And I think it's a danger that a lot of women face, especially out dating. You meet this guy, oh my god, he's everything that you wanted. I can't even believe he actually agreed to go on this date. Oh my god, he's so perfect. So what do? You overcommit emotionally too fast. you think to yourself, what does he see in me? What does he like in me? Insecure me? Can't he see all of my flaws? And this is one of the reasons why I always say that you should never go into a relationship if you're insecure. Because what happens is you go into that situation, into that relationship on those dates at a deficit. You're ultimately looking for someone to save you from the parts of yourself that you don't like. You're trying to manipulate someone into loving what you don't even love about yourself. And that's one of the reasons why we're so quick when you meet someone and feel like, oh my God, they're so amazing. You can't get ahead of yourself. You cannot get ahead of yourself, no matter how amazing this guy looks. And I always find that if you have that, oh my God, he's so amazing, every time I've heard someone say,
oh my God, he's so amazing,
it's never worked. It's never worked because you've allowed your perception of him to cloud the truth of who he really is. People always put their best foot forward on the first date. A lot of guys will say the nicest things to you, everything that you want to hear. Oh yeah, so I have like a Range Rover, I've got about 5 businesses. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm 35 and I'm still single, no kids, nothing. And you're like,
oh my God, he is perfect.
And then you buy those lies. And it may be the truth, but most time, when you're rushing emotionally, you don't even have time to examine whether this guy's even telling the truth. And the way you tell if someone's telling the truth is consistent character. Consistent character doesn't lie. But if you are so fixated on the things that he has externally and not on who he is, like a guy can come in and just charm you with his good looks, his sense of humor, his material items, his job, his house, where he lives, anything. He can use all those things to charm you. And what that charm does is it basically clouds everything. It's like it just puts a big black paper up to him. And it's like, yep, he's perfect. But you haven't got to know who he is as a person. You haven't got to see his characteristics. You haven't got to see his moral compass. What does he believe in? A lot of people don't ask people, what are your morals? What do you believe in? What is your sense of morality? What is your sense of ethics? You get bamboozled by the shiny things, the external things. And what happens? Most of the time, it turns out to be a lie. It turns out to be, yeah, he's 35, no kids. Yeah, no kids in London. That's what he forgot to mention. I ain't got no kids. I mean, no kids in London. He may have a whole family out in Nigeria. It's always Nigeria. He may have a whole family somewhere else. He may have a whole wife. But now because you emotionally committed so fast, you now can't even walk away from that relationship because you're like, oh my God, but he sold me a dream and I bought it. And a lot of guys out there are selling girls dreams, right? What they think is going to happen isn't actually going to happen. This is why it is so important to have a healthy self-esteem and a healthy self-love before even entering the dating scene, before even entering any relationship. You must have a healthy sense of self, which will allow you to walk away from anything that seems too good. Because if it's too good to be true, it probably is. You're not going into a relationship for someone to save you. Someone to save you from your debts. Someone to save you from your lack of responsibility when it comes to finances. Someone to save you from your unhealthy self-esteem. Someone to save you from how you feel you look. Because a lot of times we date for our self-esteem. We date for someone to fill in us what we were unable to fill in ourselves. I can't tell you how many girls say to me, oh, this guy's doing this X, Y, and Z, but he's so fine. He's so fine. And I want to shout, so? What's that got to do with anything? Some of you are so insecure that all a man has to be is fine, fine, fine. Is fine going to pay the bills? Is fine going to be with you when you're going through hardship in your relationship? Get to know someone for who they are. Get to know someone based on their morals. What do they believe in? Do they believe in divorce? Do they believe in cheating? What do they believe? Never go into a dating situation or relationship lacking, okay? And I mean, no one's gonna be perfect, but you must have the basic fundamental skills of confidence. You must feel good about yourself. You must feel like you're the bomb.com. You must feel like you're the prize. You must have a very good level of self-esteem. And that's one thing that I wanted to mention as well. A lot of girls out there, a lot of guys are out there are dating with no intention to go any further than dates. They don't even want to be in a relationship. And I can't tell you how many girls I've spoke to that said, I don't want to be in a relationship, but you're going on dates. So that's the same thing guys do. They have no intention of being in a relationship, but they're going on dates and they're selling you dreams. So be careful and ask a person, especially on the first date, what are your intentions? What are your plans for us? Do you want to be in a relationship? And if you both agree to yes, then you can proceed. And this goes back to the interview questions. Ask the right questions, get the right answers. So do me a favor, or do yourself a favor, and write down all the areas in your life where you feel like you are lacking. Ask yourself, where in my life do I feel like I am lacking? And pay close attention to those areas. Make sure that when you're dating someone or you're seeking someone to be in a relationship with, that you're not going into that relationship to cure your self-esteem, to cure what is lacking in yourself. If you think you're ugly, unattractive, not good enough, pay attention to those areas, because what tends to happen is you go into a relationship at a deficit, and secretly you're looking for someone to affirm and affirm and affirm what you don't see in yourself, and it's impossible. I always say, I can get told 1,000 times a day I'm beautiful. Unless I believe that in my core, it don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean nothing. So no one can save you. You must save yourself. So back to moving too fast. When you overcommit too fast, you run the risk of falling in too deep. If you really like someone, then move at their pace. If they are not texting you every 5 minutes, do not text them. And one thing us ladies that we really gotta get is we have to maintain some mystery about ourselves. You can't be so readily available, especially not in the first few dates. You can't be overexposed. You can't be readily available. You have to make him miss you. Keep some mystery about yourself. Let him be intrigued. Let him want to know more about you. Don't give it all up. Don't tell him everything on the first date. Don't be so available for every conversation. Have your own life. Men love women who actually have their own life and something going for themselves. That's what makes you interesting. That's what makes you fascinating. Go out into the world, travel, okay? Go out, meet different people, go to different cultures. Don't just be boring. If you feel like you're boring, go and find a hobby. Do something. So when you go on a date, you have something valuable to bring. You'll be like, oh yeah, last month I went skiing. And he'll be like, oh, I've never done skiing before. These are the things that make you more interesting. You can't be boring. When you're boring, you're bored. And when you're bored, you want attention. And when you want attention, you'll be on this guy's case 24/7. And then when he doesn't message you back in a few hours, you're like, does he still like me? You start having a nervous breakdown because you don't have your own life. Get a life. This is a message for a lot of you guys. Get a life. Okay? Don't let your life be only scrolling on Instagram. So when you go on a date, all you got to talk to him about is popular culture. What's going on in the news? What's happening in Kylie Jenner's life? What's happening with the Kardashians? What's happening in the news? Get a life. Make yourself interesting. And that's a whole nother video topic, but I want to touch on that briefly in this video. You've got to keep some mystery about yourself. Don't let him have, see, feel, hear you all at once. The best way I can describe it is become like an onion. When he reveals a layer about himself, you reveal a layer. When he reveals something, you reveal something. If you feel comfortable, only if you feel comfortable, okay? Mirror what he's giving you. This is how you don't overcommit too fast. Most men don't strip all at once, okay? Most men, it takes them a while for them to even become vulnerable with you, right? They have to be able to trust you before they reveal something about themselves. Same way with you. Only reveal parts about yourself when you feel comfortable to do so. Not a moment too soon. Until then, keep it cute, okay? Hold back some of yourself for a little bit. And this is not about playing games at all. It's about being wise. A wise woman knows when to speak and when not to speak. Are you a wise woman? Do you want to be a wise woman? Know when to shh and know when to speak. A wise woman doesn't feel the need to impress anybody. A wise woman has quiet confidence. She may have achieved all of this stuff, but she will never shove it down your throat. She will never be like, look at me, look at me, look at me. A wise woman does not draw attention to herself. She lets her actions speak, because actions speak louder than words. And when you have a level of mystery about yourself, a guy is not going to want to let that go. He's gonna want to know more and more and more. Keep it cute, ladies. Let's keep it cute. Let's keep it cute. In a world where everyone is oversharing, everybody is so exposed, the most decent and the most beautiful thing you can do is keep some mystery. Be mysterious. And before I give you some tools on how to be mysterious, I want you guys to know that this is not a game, but at the same time, it may be a game of chess. It's about being wise, okay? So number one, how to date. Do not be so readily available. Okay, he calls you and says, maybe this is after your first date. Hey, so it was so nice going on this date with you. Do you want to meet up for coffee on Tuesday? And your schedule may actually be free, but you'd be like, oh, do you know what? I've got work to do. You can use that time to do your own work. Time is never the issue. It's what you actually make time for. You may be available on that date, but say to him, oh, it was so lovely to meet you, John, but I've got a lot of work to do. I'm really busy. I'm working on a project right now. Maybe we can meet on Friday. That's 3 more days for him to miss you, okay? So when Friday comes, it's a great date, okay? It's a nice date. You guys have a lot to talk about. He's now anticipating meeting up with you again. It is great. He may also text you and be like, hey, how's your day going? Just been thinking about you. Hope you're well. You see the message and you're at work and you're busy. So you reply to him in the evening. Hey, I've been so tied down at work. Like everything's been so like hectic at the moment. How are you doing? And so in that conversation, you make it the best, intense, great conversation that he has ever heard, right? You're talking on the phone and you're going in, okay? You're just being the best conversationalist. You're asking the right questions. You're listening well. You're giggling a little bit. You're having jokes. You're making it a nice, fun, interactive conversation. But then this is what you do. Okay, John, we've been on the phone for about an hour and a half now. I'm gonna go to bed. I'm gonna get ready to go to bed. I've gotta be up early for school, university, work, whatever, a meeting, whatever you've got going on in the morning. I've got a go. In the initial stages, girls, listen to me. Always be the one to end the conversation, okay? A lot of guys will probably hate me telling you this, but listen, guys love a good chase, so let him put his running shoes on and let's get it popping, okay? This is not about playing games. It's not about kiss chase. It's about leaving some things to the imagination. I'm not going to be on the phone to you for 7 hours all throughout the day. No. I've got a life and I am busy. I am a busy woman, okay? I have a life and I would love to share it with someone one day. But until then, we gotta make this money, honey. All right, we gotta make this money, honey. You really have to come across like your life is absolutely amazing and he has to see you living your best life, okay? And then he can start thinking about how he slots in. This is not about being arrogant, okay? This is about literally, genuinely enjoying your life. Even if you do not enjoy your life right now, act like it, okay? Act like you got a great life. This is not about faking it, but be preoccupied, okay? If you don't have anything to do and you want to call him, sure, go ahead and call him, but maybe sometimes use that time when you want to talk to him to actually go and do something that you've been putting off. Do something from your to-do list. Be active. Be interesting. Activity makes you interesting. All right, ladies, I'm teaching you how to be smooth, how to get dates, how to find the one by using the avenue of dating. You have got to be smooth, but you also have to come and realize that you are the prize, okay? You are the prize. And I'll keep reminding you. It says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. A man that gets a wife has found a good thing. And not only has he found the good things, God blesses him because he found a wife, right? You are the prize. You are valuable. You are worth pursuing. You are to be sought after like a man looking for gold. You are worthy. You are precious. And your very presence will bring favor to your future mate. Do not cast your pearls among swine. Do not give what is holy to dogs. Be discerning, but also chill out. Like I said, dating is not a marriage proposal, okay? You're using this time to get to know someone, for you to decide whether you like them or not. Always know that you are in control, and control doesn't have to look aggressive. Control can be monitoring, looking, observing. Red flag here, red flag there. Okay, not my usual type, but I can get over it. Okay, doesn't dress that great, but it's fine. Have your deal breakers, your standards, your preferences. I want you guys' self-esteem to be so high that it will literally be impossible for you to settle for less than what you want. Dust settles, queens don't. Dust settles, queens don't. Period. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk Podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.